I could not wait for this opportunity on Monday to get Blair Lee on board to get his reaction to the state election results, considering the fact that our governor, Martin O'Malley, and the folks that supported all of his questions are very happy about winning all seven of them, but they're not quite totally happy because now they want to change the rules on how you actually get a referendum on board. It's not just enough to win. We want to make sure that we don't have to go through this again maybe in a couple of years. But before we do that, Blair, first of all, good morning. How you doing, Blair?
I'm going through my grief therapy right now.
Well, we'll get to that on the state level. Let's talk just national for a moment because I haven't had a chance to talk with you about these results with Obama getting reelected, getting about 9 million and close to 10 million less votes, but still winning anyway. And then Mitt Romney getting 3 million less than a very unpopular candidate, John McCain. It really validated for what I said from the very beginning, Blair, which is when Mitt Romney, before he was the nominee, looking at the cast of characters were running against Obama, they weren't likable. The American public simply didn't like Mitt Romney enough at this time.
Well, what you have to add to that, C4, a couple factors. First of all, the campaign strategy of Obama and his team was to understand that they did not have a record they could run on.
Right.
Okay, you can't run on Obamacare. The country hates Obamacare. You can't run on the economy. The economy stinks. You haven't done anything for the last 4 years. So if you can't run on your record, demonize your opponent.
Right.
The key here is to make the election a referendum on your opponent, not on you. And frankly, it's interesting. In 2008, Obama ran and made the election a referendum on George Bush, who wasn't even running. You know, McCain is Bush, but he called for change.
But it was also optimism. He had an optimistic campaign. While you say it was on, but he also gave, even though it was murky, a murky vision, Blair, he gave a vision of some new politics that he was talking about.
Yeah, hope and change, but it was very indefinite. It was mostly, I'm not George Bush and I'm not John McCain. McCain and Bush caused all this mess. I'm going to fix it. I'm the way out. I'm the Messiah, blah, blah, blah. So in 2008, he runs on change. In 2012, he runs on don't change. Okay, go forward, stay where we are. And again, Mitt Romney is George Bush.
But didn't Mitt Romney help him, and I said this from the very beginning, by not defining who Mitt Romney was? Mitt Romney never told the American people about his wonderful story about his work as a missionary and different things he's done with his life.
Well, that's point two, okay? Point one was the Obama campaign strategy, which was to demonize the opponent, make a referendum on the opponent, on Mitt Romney, not on Barack Obama. Point two, C4, which you know all too well, is that that strategy depends entirely on a complicit media.
Exactly.
Okay. The media has to echo. The media becomes your billboard if you're Barack Obama or Martin O'Malley in Maryland. You depend on the media broadcasting, echoing all of your talking points and confirming for the voters that, in fact, Mitt Romney is a bad guy. Mitt Romney is George Bush. Mitt Romney will put you all back in chains again, blah, blah,
right,
blah. And so when you have the media, which is supposed to be the referee, basically cheating and telling the voters that, yes, everything Obama says is right and Mitt Romney is a bad guy. You know, it's interesting because in the very beginning of this campaign, 12 months ago, the media announced this was going to be the dirtiest campaign in American history. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. These candidates are going to really throw mud. I didn't understand. The media was talking about itself.
Right, that they were carrying it out.
They were going to make this.
But the commercials about killing a man's wife and different things like that, and all the Samuel L. Jackson, you know, using profanity.
C4, I'll make it real easy for you. Back in the summer, I mean, once Romney won the primary, once the primary was over, and he'd won that. And by the way, he had to go through a bruising primary,
yes,
which also hurt him. But once he won the primary, I opened the Washington Post one morning, and there is a 2.5-page story above the fold on A1 about how 47 years ago, Mitt Romney in prep school did a prep school prank.
With a gay kid, supposedly.
Yeah, well, no. It turns out later on the guy was gay. Now he's conveniently dead, okay, so he can't be questioned. But 47 years ago, Mitt
Romney. But they called it gay bashing is my point, is what they tried to interpret
point
it
is
as.
They had to, this guy was so clean. This guy was such a decent man. They had to go back to a 47-year-old prank in high school to find some some dirt to smear him with. When I saw that, I said, oh my God, the media has pulled out all the stops. They will stop at nothing to elect Obama and to smear Romney.
But I say, as putting campaigns together, that I've met from a messaging standpoint, Blair, Mitt Romney helped them because he didn't define himself with the ways that could have been a balance to that.
I've been through too many campaigns to understand that hindsight is 20/20. You can always criticize the guy that loses. But
well, I talked about it at the time, though. I talked about it in real time. I talked about it during the campaign.
Well, here's one thing. In June, the Obama campaign spent more than $100 million smearing Romney, and Romney didn't respond. The conventional wisdom of the Romney campaign was, look, money spent in June isn't for Election Day.
Right.
That's to try and move poll numbers in June. This is somewhat desperate by Obama. He understands he's in trouble. He's smearing me in June, and we'll ignore that. He's wasting his money here ahead of time. And in fact, it turned out quite well, because between the negative ads that Obama was doing, plus the echoing by the media, that image really sunk in. It didn't turn until October 3rd, when Romney was able to get in front of the American people for 90
minutes. Right, in a one-on-one.
Unfiltered by the media, no smear by the media, and all of a sudden, all of this terrible Mitt Romney
racist
image,
Mitt Romney, right?
Yeah, hates people, likes to fire people, da 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 da. All of a sudden, Mitt Romney was a decent guy with a nice vision on October 3rd, and the Dems and the media had to work hard between October 3rd and November 6th to demonize Romney again.